My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
A couple injuries, that's a bummer. And then obviously the Trent news. And it's interesting because it sounds to me, and I get where you guys are coming from. I really do. This is an emotional thing. If TJ Houshmandzadeh through this whole process has taught us anything, it's that this is really emotional and it gets in your feelings and it's frustrating and you got to tuck it away. Like, imagine, I'll meet you guys halfway. Imagine being Brandon Ayuk. Just for a second, let's go there. Imagine being Brandon Ayuk. Okay, the 49er regime for 7 years has taken care of everyone except for one. And what did they do with him? They traded him, and another team took care of him.
And Kyle, with a great explanation on the TK pod, yes, about the way that all played out.
And we'll get to that.
Okay, good.
I thought it was great.
His explanation was perfect.
Totally.
As far as how that played out. And I love the fact that he is so revealing about what has gone on and what is going on.
Phenomenal. And DeForest Buckner is the name we're talking about for those who, you know, who don't speak long-term 49ers. But point is, if you're Brandon Ayuk, yes, you're looking around going, wait a minute. Y'all are here for 7 years. And you've taken care of everybody homegrown and a lot of the key people who are not homegrown. Christian McCaffrey, Trent Williams, maybe for the second time, is what's about to happen. And he's sitting there going, somehow this choo-choo train just stopped when it got to my stop? Like, what? And so I get it. I get how absolutely infuriating that must be. At the same time, I really see almost no comp to the Christian situation, the Trent Williams situation, and the Brandon situation. So the idea of if Christian and Trent jump the line and that upsets Brandon, it's kind of a Brandon problem.
I guess.
It's kind of his agent's problem to explain to him why these are completely different.
And I'm sure he knows, but to me, the comp is what you said as far as taking care of. The expression, taking care of, because you want to take care of Brandon Ayuk if you like him and you want to keep him, and it seems like they do, and yet they haven't really taken care of him. And, you know, Christian folded his arms and got mad, and a day or two later, boom, a deal. And Trent, no show in the first day of camp, and they probably knew that was going to happen, but we didn't, and so totally. Now it's a news story, and I would imagine by Monday, Trent gets whatever amount of money to make him whole and, you know, cash and guarantees, and then Trent's going to come in. They're going to take care of Trent, and meanwhile, Brandon is, he's holding in, and he's trying to do the right thing? Question mark.
Wow.
He's not fully doing the right thing, but Christian got what he got. Trent gets what he gets. And now if you're Brandon, you're like, dude, what about me? I've been doing this now for 5 months.
It's a crappy word. And it seems to be whenever someone uses it with you.
Fair?
No. Leverage. It's a crappy word because
Trent's
like,
got a lot of leverage.
Exactly. And
all the leverage.
And Brandon doesn't. And and Christian had a lot. And Brandon doesn't. And, you know, like it's classically that situation, that comp that we've brought up before. When you go to buy a car, did you walk there or do you already have a car? Do you have a car that you could drive away in? Because if you have a car that you could drive away in, well, I'm not desperate. I don't need to do this deal. If you're not going to give me a good deal, I'm out of here. But if you Ubered there and they see that, then you got a problem and your leverage is low. And that is absolutely 1,000% the case for Brandon Ayuk. And that's a bummer. It's also life in the NFL. It's life when you're a young player and you haven't gotten a ton of money in your career. Trent Williams has made $168 million in his career. Brandon's made 12.
Yeah.
And Trent has already shown the world, oh, I'll hold out. Like, dude went and skipped a season and a half.
And Trent is top five or top three or top two or top one at his position. And Brandon is...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Top six?
Something.
Well, Aqib Talib thinks he's top three, and I look forward to talking to him later today.
I was confused by that sound clip, which we will play for you, too, where he says, I couldn't tell if he was, and I mean sort of the emotion behind it.
Right.
Did he mean that Brandon is top three, or did he mean that Brandon could be top three, or would be top three?
If he had a decent quarterback.
Which, yeah.
He we said, can get into all that. Aqib Talib coming up in the 5 o'clock hour.
It was
I look
a tremendous, like, 20 seconds of sound where I'm like, ooh, I got five questions.
Me too.
Yeah.
I listened to it. But if Brandon Ayuk is either top three or top 12, whatever he is, he's not McCaffrey, who is the best running back in football for this offense. And Trent Williams is the best 1, 2, 3, maybe 4, 5, whatever you want to do. For this offense, he might be the best left tackle in football.
Let me ask you this question, because to me, this is what it all boils down to. The 49ers are desperate to win a Super Bowl this year, right? Okay. Do you believe that if you don't give Brandon what he wants, Brandon will still play for you this year?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
If you don't give Christian what he wants, do you believe that Christian will play for you this year?
Yes, but not as much as I would say yes for Brandon.
And if you don't give Trent what he wants,
oh,
do
no.
you believe
no.
that Trent...
No.
Well, there's... Now, you just did it.
Well, and I didn't even let you finish because Trent has done it before, and Trent's made what he's made, and Trent knows what he means to this offense in the pass game, in the run game, in the boombox game.
Yep.
So that's a no. It's going to be a no for me, Trent.
Dog, yeah. Yes. Like, so, no, but you just nailed it.
Right.
Like, you just...
I think McCaffrey is kind of like, well, I mean, it's a yes, but he might, you know, he might do some things. Yeah. Ayuk's got no choice.
But, like, there's the fact that there's even a question in your mind with Christian.
Sure.
And you were firm about Trent. A hard no. Brandon, hard yes. And so there's absolutely no way to make this feel good for the fans. There's no way to make it feel good. But if there's one message from watching 49er football so closely, I mean my whole life, but understanding the business aspect of it a little bit, just a tiny little bit over the last 3 years, the hardest thing and why it's so sort of difficult to pass this news along in a public space is that we fans, we fall in love with these players. And therefore, you'll hear it almost every media member, every fan, just pay him. Just pay Brandon. And what a fan doesn't understand, which is being understood behind the scenes, is if you quote, just pay him, well, three of those other players that you also love, gone. Gone. What I loved about, and we will play it for you in less than 10 minutes, when Kyle Shanahan told Tim Kawakami about the DeForest Buckner story, he didn't just say, hey, you might have to lose a player or two. He named names.
Right. Three guys.
He went, we can keep DeForest, and then I lose him, him, and him. Or we can trade DeForest, and I get him, 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 and the 13th overall pick.
Yeah.
And which do you choose? And I love that he did that because that's how you can sort of manage our emotions as fans. I know you want Brandon to get paid. I want Brandon to get paid. He deserves to get paid. So the human being in me goes, pay the man. Plus, I love Brandon Ayuk, the player. I want Brandon Ayuk to wear a 49er jersey for a really long time because he makes big plays on Sundays and Mondays and Thursdays and sometimes Wednesdays and Fridays
and Saturdays.
In January
and February too.
So I want all those things too. But what do you think would happen if the Niners went public today and went, okay, we'll pay Brandon. Are you all ready for the next page of news? Him, him, and him. Gone. Don't you think that would change people's perspectives?
It might. It might. And it's all part of, you know, the reality of being a good team and having highly paid players. And, you know, if you're Brandon and you look at what happened today with Trent and him holding out, and at least, you know, Brandon's holding in and he's thinking, I'm at least, you know, trying to do the right thing. I'm holding in. I'm not practicing, nor will I anytime soon. Maybe he'll be there tomorrow when I'm down in Santa Clara. I doubt it. But, you know, Trent's not even showing up because he's got the hand and that hand is strong. And so the team is thinking, oh God, we gotta do right by him. Sorry, Brandon, you're gonna have to wait. And so it's frustrating if you're Brandon Ayuk,
sure,
because you know these guys are jumping the line, and it's the way that goes.
Yeah. By the way, life goals. Anyone in life, I don't care who you are or what you do, wouldn't you love for 10 minutes of your life to have what Trent Williams has? I don't know that I've ever encountered
that much juice.
I mean, like, we could do a show on who's got more juice in his building, Steph or Trent. It's that close. I'm not kidding. And look at Trent on a football field. The linemen start tussling with each other and pushing and shoving, and Trent walks over. Excuse me. Is there a problem here?
Well, think about the receiver's doc where there was that pregame fight and Trent comes in and cleans out like four or five guys with one forearm.
I don't care.
My goodness.
Nobody in the league wants to mess with Trent. Trent is the damn man.
And the reason why the zone, outside zone scheme works so well, because Trent can just go inside and it's absorb two or three guys, and then you pull the guard and you pull Debo and you pull Kittle, and now you've got an advantage because Trent Williams is so good on the front side of those plays.
Yeah, so I get why that's going to make everyone a little bit uncomfortable.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.